Welcome to The Life You're Made For with me, Dr. Heather Penny. We're going to be having conversations that talk about us spiraling up versus spiraling down, because we all want to be living lives that are about thriving, not just surviving. This is The Life You're Made For. So let's get going. Hello, everyone. I am so looking forward to our conversation today, because I'm just going to do a solo podcast. I want to talk a little bit about what I've learned from my word for the year, which is patience. So I just thought it would be time for me to kind of interview myself, enjoy my own audience and my own conversation. And the reason I want to talk about this is because so many times we choose these words for the year. We choose these big ideas of what we want to move forward in. But what we don't do is we don't stop and evaluate how these words for the year are impacting us or teaching us. So it's the fall season, and I've had this word for at least, you know, 6-7 months here. And my word is patience. So first off, I do want to say most people say don't ever choose patience, because it will challenge you, and you'll have to learn all these hard things, and you'll be almost like punished because you chose the word patience. I've actually found the opposite to be true. I have found that engaging with the word patience and kind of seeing what it is teaching me, I am feeling more joyful. I am feeling more kind, more compassionate, both towards myself and towards others. You know, I can be hard on myself, but being able to slow down and really assess, how is this making me feel? What do I want more of? What do I want less of? What is draining me? What is fueling me? These are all things that I'm learning to do as I engage with the word patience. So I still got, you know, a good 3-4 months here to continue to learn from the word patience, but I just want to share more of what I've learned as I have decided this is something I want more of in my life. And I think that's what happens to us when we focus on something, whether it's a word or a thought or idea or project, or something we want, a targeted growth area. We actually can intentionally grow in these areas depending on where it is we put our focus. So my word is really this idea of patience and wanting to cultivate more patience in my life. What I didn't realize is I needed more patience toward myself, because out of that personal sense of patience flows patience for others, for the world, for the people we live and work with. And so I want to talk a little bit about this idea of patience based on this last weekend. And I think it'll just help you understand it in context. I just came back from traveling down to Southern California, Palm Springs area, where I grew up. And it was a real powerful full circle moment for me, because I got to go back to the very first place where I was hired, at this beautiful school, this private school that I worked with. And I was a young teacher, just fresh out of college and my teaching credential, and to come back and celebrate 30 years of this school being in play, it was just such a powerful moment for me. And what made it extra special is that my husband came down with me, and we decided to move on our honeymoon. So as we're celebrating 30 years of the school that we both were part of working in and just helping start, we're also celebrating 30 years of our marriage. And it was just this really powerful full circle moment as I stepped into that space and got to tour the grounds and talk with the administrative team and the faculty and the staff, and to see how much it had grown. I remember just this small little staff that we had, and then the room that I spoke in was just packed with just amazing educators and admin people who were really supporting our next generation. So it was just this really powerful full circle moment. And as I also did that, I went and visited my mom, who is struggling with dementia. I went and hung out with my daughter. And it was just this really cool weekend of both work and play and just revisiting kind of my roots. So I was so glad that I had been sitting in patience because I found myself really engaging with being present. Bob Goff talks about this idea of where your feet are planted, be there, be fully present. And as I've been engaging with patience, I already know in my head, you know, that being present is really what is valued and what we all need to be working toward. I know that in my head. How does that translate down into my heart? How does that help me stay in that space of being present? I mean, what does that really look like? For me, it's really being aware of the fact the moment I start thinking too much about my past, it pulls me out of the present. You know, worrying about maybe what I did or didn't do, or I could found myself, you know, just it was 30 years ago where I was working in this space and going, was I a good teacher? Did I do well? Is there someone that has maybe a complaint about me or anything that I'm dealing with? You know, I could feel those insecurities starting to creep up with me and realizing, no, I get to be fully present in this moment and allowing the space to just let myself be saturated in it and enjoy this present moment. And then it was this idea too, that the future can rob us of being present and worrying about, well, what's next? Anything from where I'm going to supposed to be tomorrow or moving into not being able to maybe enjoy the tour around the school because I had to speak later that afternoon. It could be just the future as in a couple hours from now. It could be the future as in a couple weeks, months, or years from now. Both this idea of the past and the future and thinking about it or worrying about it or focusing on it can rob us from being fully present. And I didn't realize how much I was doing that. So as I'm engaging more with this patience with myself, I find myself going, Heath, stay present, stay fully present. Your mind is starting to drift on worrying about something in the past. Oops, your mind is starting to drift about worrying about something in the future. Or it could even be worry. It's just something you're starting to focus on that isn't in this actual moment with this person sitting here talking to me or visiting all these new staff members or engaging with the energy of these students that are running around the campus or the joy of being around old friends that I have known for over 30 years or even longer. These were all things that I just didn't want to rob me from the present. And patience has taught me this. Patience to not only recognize when my mind and my heart is drifting toward past focus or future focus, but really how I kind of ground myself in the moment. And it could be literally something tactile. It could be touching a person in front of me. I remember this woman was talking to me and it was just a hard story she was telling me. And I just reached out and I touched her arm. And I just felt that connection. It grounded me. It kept me present. I remember also feeling a little bit of the stress, like I always feel like before I get up and speak, but realizing, wait a minute, this is so fun to be here. The stress was this fear of, oh my goodness, am I going to say the right thing? That's already future fear. When I began to really enjoy that I was sitting in the seat before they called me to come up and I was just loving being here. And so excited about encouraging the people in front of me that are working so hard for this next generation, I could feel myself just get more excited and be fully grounded in the present. Sometimes it's just even very tactile of maybe carrying a stone with you in your pocket. I know that sounds funny or silly, but sometimes I put my hand in my pocket and I would feel this stone that I picked up from a place or a space where I wanted to remember. And sometimes I'll carry little things like that around with me. Sometimes it's even just holding a pencil in my hand. Sometimes it's taking a drink of water. These are things that can kind of ground me and keep me in the present. And there's just a tiny little switch that goes off in my brain that says, wait a minute, stay present, stay present. Take a sip of water, touch that person's arm, reach in your pocket and grab your little trinket. Hold your pencil, write something down that person's saying because it's so powerful. These are things that really ground me in the presence. And I think as I started moving into all these different spaces, I moved into another space of just hanging out with friends that I've been, oh man, we go way back. I think I was 12 years old when I met them. So we're talking decades and decades, and being able to just stay at their house and enjoy them and listen to them and talk with them. It just made me so joyful that I could be in that present moment and picking up right where we left off. It was years since I've seen them, and we've all been busy and doing great things. And just to being able to sit and listen to the stories, boy, that was just so powerful to be fully present in that moment. And then hanging out with my dear aging mother, who's just so sweet and loving, but struggling with her memory. Man, I love the hours I just got to sit and listen to her long-term memory that is so rich, and the gratitude that she has in spite of some of her circumstances that she's facing right now was just so powerful to be able to be fully present. I can already feel the pull as her daughter worrying about her future. Heck, worried about my own future, right? Sometimes we see our parents aging and we go, oh my goodness, what am I going to be like at 85? And going, none of that is something I want to be pulled into. In this moment, we are all being cared for. In this moment, it is beautiful. In this moment, we are laughing. In this moment, I am getting to engage with my mother in a way I've never been able to engage with. Just sheer joy and love for one another without all the different challenges or barriers that sometimes was in between our relationship. What a full circle moment to be able to just sit in that and be saturated in that. Not think about past stories or hard, challenging things that might have come up between us, and not worrying about the future of how this is all going to end or what's next, but to be able to stay fully present in that moment is allowing me to look forward to that next moment where I can be fully present and enjoying where I'm at with all of that was just so powerful. I think the second piece is really learning how to slow down. Patience has taught me how to slow down. And as I'm slowing down, I'm hearing myself better and I'm hearing others better. I'm hearing what is important to me, what I value, what I like, what I don't like, what brings me energy, what doesn't. I'm able to stay into that conversation with myself to listen. And as I'm doing that, I'm finding myself doing it with those I care about. I had the privilege of traveling with my husband this weekend, and he was just my favorite friend and really just adventurer. And honestly, he does so much for me to help organize things behind the scenes so that I can feel successful to show up some of these spaces. So whenever he gets to come with me, I just really feel spoiled and I enjoy that. And it allows me to stay more present. It allows me to slow down. But I'm realizing patience requires this time. Patience doesn't like to be rushed. Patience says you got to slow down to listen to yourself. And then you got to slow down to understand what you need. And you got to slow down to love yourself better. But out of that flows this deep connection with others. And ultimately this deep connection, you know, my faith is important to me, my deep connection with my creator. So I'm getting to get in touch with even just that divine presence in my life that I believe is influencing me and leading me and guiding me. This all comes from slowing down. And this is what patience is teaching me. My daughter also surprised me. I always joke that she finds out where I'm speaking and shows up, and I see her there in the front row. And it's just the cutest thing. So I adore my daughter. And I'm sure my son would come too, but he's traveling abroad and he's over in Switzerland. And he has showed up for some of my most important events. It's been so fun having him there. But to see my daughter just surprise me and come in, and she's an hour away from her university, and found out where I was and showed up like just right when I went on to speak. And just patience has taught me to enjoy every single moment around that, and being able to enjoy when all that timing comes together and allowing myself to slow down to enjoy that and allow myself to just enjoy the presence of my daughter there and course, I got to hang out with her a little bit, and she wanted me to go to meet all of her friends. She goes to this amazing church. And so she wanted me to join her church, and being able to slow down long enough to say, yes, I have Sunday totally free. I would love to join you. And stepping into that space with her and meeting all of these people that she loves and that loves her, man, that was so much joy. And I was just so grateful that patience has taught me to slow down more, extend my trip for a couple more days, and go enjoy my daughter and where she is living, enjoying her world. I got to also take her out shopping and help her buy all her new wardrobe for just moving into adulting and going into grad school and interviewing. And she just needed some adult clothes, you know? I had so much fun with that. Patience is teaching me to be fully present and to slow down and grab onto these opportunities that are coming my way. And as I'm aging, I'm realizing the time is the most precious commodity I have. I don't want to be rushing through life or pushing through in a way that is keeping me wound up or booked so tightly that I have no margin time to either enjoy the people I love or even just to give myself a breather. And it kind of leads me to this last third point of just doing less. We did have a very tightly packed weekend because I was trying to get as much in as possible. And as I was leaving one event, I turned to my husband and I said, I can't go to this next event without a little bit of margin. And of course, he knows me so well. And he said, perfect. I know exactly what to do. So we zipped over to a restaurant, just sat down, had a little appetizer and a drink, and just relaxed and connected with just all the powerful things that was happening around us. And he even surprised me, took me to the place where we had gotten engaged. And it was just this gorgeous country club out there in Palm Springs area. And boy, the rush of memories that came back. The surprise I had of walking in and seeing my family and his family and him getting down on one knee and being able just to enjoy that memory and true confessions. Here's my big moment. Keep in mind, I'm only 23, okay? But my big moment, I'm getting asked to be married, and every girl's dream of how a man's going to get down on one knee. And Darren did it up so well. He had my whole family there, his whole family there. You know, there was just, gosh, 20 plus people all there just ready to celebrate us. And I was a little overwhelmed. He gets down on one knee and says this beautiful speech. I can't even remember what it says, but I just remember looking at the diamond he's holding and him being on one knee and realizing this is happening. And all I could say is, yeah. So I've been teased about that for over 30 years now. That's how I said yes to my husband's amazing proposal. But I was so shocked and overwhelmed. And so sometimes I lose my words when I get overwhelmed with situations around me. And so I think just being able to step into some of those memories, oh my gosh, just enjoy the life that I have lived and the people that I have gotten to do life with. You know, this is what patience allowed me to do. It allowed me to stay fully present. It allowed me to slow down, listen to myself and others. It allowed me to do less. And in doing less, I found myself just, I was happier. It wasn't about just being more productive. It was about just showing up and being able to enjoy the memories with my husband, being able to take the margin that I needed. And then I stepped into my next event and it was just such a gift. And I even ended up saying no to another scheduled event. And I just said, I'm not able to do that, but I will circle around with you tomorrow. Why? Because I just need a little margin time that night. And it made me happier for when I showed up tomorrow, the following day. It just allowed me to stay in that space that I could offer my best self. I could offer connection. I could offer true listening, you know, not fake listening where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired, but I just got to keep a smile on my face and listen. No, it was true listening. Like, oh, they want to tell me about this. I can't wait to ask more. Oh, they want to introduce me to these other five people. I can't wait to figure out who these people are. Oh, they want to, you know, bring me along and talk to me about this project they're doing. These are all things I'm able to do because I'm showing up a little bit more rested. I'm doing less and I'm giving myself more margin time. So these are some of my thoughts on patience and what it's taught me. And I just thought I'd like to just slow down and share a little bit with you. Because when we allow our words for the year, we ask, hey, what's that word teaching me? I'm always amazed. I don't think it's ever taught me what I thought it was going to teach me. It has allowed me to learn things about myself, about how the world is working, how my divine presence is leading me and guiding me, how I get to connect with others in richer and more meaningful ways. And I realize all these to-do lists, all the things that we might be buying or bringing into our lives, these are all just things that complicate what we truly want. And when we're fully present and when we're slowing down and when we're doing less, that clarity just starts coming out of, this is what I truly want. I want deep, rich connections with lifelong friends. I want to honor those lifelong friends. I want deep connections with my husband and friend of over 30 years. And I want to have a lot of fun with him, which he's a very fun guy, those of you who know him. I want to enjoy my sweet daughter who's making space for me in her weekend and who chose to even just show up and surprise me where I was at. I want to enjoy her world. I want to enjoy my son's world. I'm getting ready to go travel over there and join him in Europe. I want all of that. I don't want more things. I don't want more to-do lists. Patience is teaching me what I truly want. I want to enjoy my aging mother, who I don't know how has much longer with us. I don't know. We never know, right? And I saw the aging on her. But boy, I saw the joy with her. And I saw the joy and light in her eyes as she got to connect with her daughter. I was so grateful. I was not only there and took the time to be there, but I was able to be fully present. I was able to engage with her aging and where she's at, and really her true spirit of who she is as a person. I think I would have missed that if I had just put that on my to-do list to just drop by and see that. No, to be fully present with her in that space was such a gift to me. So as we wrap up, here's the question I ask a lot of my guests. So I ask all my guests this. What are some of your morning rituals? And I think that's what I want to share with you. And I think it's cultivated patience in my life. Some of my morning rituals are really just first waking up and hydrating myself. Man, there's something about lemon water in the morning that just helps me start getting in touch with my humanness, my body, and what it needs. I don't realize how thirsty I am, I think, overnight. So just hydration is so important to me. And as I'm hydrating, I'm already thinking about, what do I want to step into? What thoughts do I want to engage with? Is it come from a book? Does it come from meditation? Does it come from a podcast? Does it come from a conversation with my husband? Sometimes we enjoy some of our morning time. Is it a space where I want to move my body and take a walk or do some yoga and do some stretching, do some cardio, do some weightlifting? I'm really conscious of what is my mind, body, heart, and spirit really need. And giving myself a good hour or more in the morning to just pay attention to that. Because I'd been traveling so much this last weekend, this morning I just felt that incredible bliss of being home. You know, when you've been out and you're just like, oh, I love my home. I love my space. I love my bed. Being able to step into that and wake up and have the time before my first appointment, it was so beautiful. And I remember just lighting a candle, going through some of the memories I had gotten to accumulate this past weekend, enjoying some of the conversations I had, waking up to a beautiful text from my daughter and reading that, I just got to sit, you know, and bask. That's all I did for about an hour. Just kind of basked in all of it and the fact that I was home and in my space. So that was my morning ritual for this morning. I think tomorrow I'll probably still enjoy something to read, and I think I'll really want to take a walk. But I think this morning I just needed to slow down and sit on my couch with a lit candle, and it's getting colder, so enjoying the blankets around me and enjoying just that slowing down space and reflecting on some of my highs. And my husband joined me a little about the last 15 minutes and said, hey, what were your highs over the last weekend? And we just got to smile over just some of the beautiful highs that we got to have and some of the unexpected surprises. And just so grateful that we were able to be fully present, and we did what we needed to do to stay present during our weekend together. All right, my friends, you know I'm cheering you on, and I want to encourage you all to stop and reflect on your word for the year. What is it teaching you? What are you learning about yourself because of the word you chose? Cheering you on.
Thanks for joining us. We had such a great time today. And obviously, we are all stepping into this life that we're made for. But isn't it nice to have a little bit of support along the way? If you want to find out more about the life that you're made for, come find me at heatherpinney.com. Go ahead and subscribe. Give us a review. That really helps us out and helps spread the word. You get to step into the life that you're made for. Cheering you on.